Hooray, the housing market is frozen. Wait, what? Okay, so Gary Schilling, who is a top economist, is saying that he thinks that the housing market is frozen for the next 3 to 4 years. Well, what does that mean? So picture this. It's late 2023 and home sales have hit their lowest point since the big financial crisis back in 2008. Why? Because of super high home prices and mortgage rates soaring up to 8%. Yikes, right? So Gary Schilling, who is an economist who saw the 2008 housing crash coming, shared some insights on a podcast recently. Now he pointed out that the housing market is in a bit of a pickle. New folks can't afford to jump into buying homes, and those who already own homes at low 3% mortgage rates don't want to sell. Why? Because then they'd have to get a new mortgage at double what they currently pay. So it's a strange situation where high mortgage rates and a lack of houses for sale coexist. Schilling, who is a pro at predicting housing market trends, thinks mortgage rates might stay around 7% for a bit, but all hope is not lost. He believes we'll see a big revival in housing activity in the next 3 to 4 years. So it'll take some time, but things will get better. Now, let's talk about supply and demand. With not enough homes on the market, prices are going up. Experts like Mark Norman from NYU and others believe that we need lower interest rates. We need cheaper construction and changes in zoning to boost housing supply. This revival will be more noticeable in some places more than others, depending on the local policies and the community support for new housing. In some areas, like California, changes are already making a difference thanks to new laws and programs. But in places like New York, progress is slower due to political hurdles. High mortgage rates and home prices might be the new normal for a while, and that's influenced by economic factors and global events. Colorado is making bold moves to tackle its affordable housing crisis, and that's marked by the historic Proposition 123 that earmarks around $300 million annually from tax revenues for affordable housing projects. Colorado is also spending $25 million to buy and preserve land for residential development for affordable housing, and then another $38 million for modular housing. In 2023, Colorado Springs was one of the first big cities to jump onto Proposition 123, and that's for additional development funds and then executing projects as well through its Home COS program. And that added over 1,000 housing units for since the program started. That's been the goal. These efforts are part of a broader strategy that includes receiving $111 million in 2021 to meet community housing needs and proposing a $400 million statewide housing initiative. Mayor Yemi Mobolate is further enhancing these efforts with plans for a middle housing fund and the establishment of the Office of Housing and Community Vitality. And that's evidence that our city is dedicated to improving affordability and the quality of life here. But here's the thing. The market isn't completely frozen. The real issue is the lack of houses and a lot of pent-up demand. Experts agree that balancing the number of buyers and sellers is key. So, what's the takeaway? Patience. That's crucial. Changes are happening, and with time, we'll see a healthier housing market. Keep an eye on those mortgage rates, supply solutions, and local policies. The future looks promising, but it's going to be a journey. Now, home inventory in Colorado Springs is still relatively low. Right now, we have about the same number of properties for sale that we did in the January to May 2023 timeframe. And I believe more listings will hit the market this spring and summer, and at the same time, more would-be buyers will enter the market, and this will drive up the home prices, though not likely as fast as it did in the past few years. If you are enjoying my content, please click the like button, hit the subscribe button, and the bell if you'd like to stay in touch with more of the videos that I do. It really helps out my channel. There aren't as many people who can afford to purchase right now, but make no mistake, buyers are still looking for properties, and particularly they're looking for the move-in ready properties that are priced appropriately. Sellers aren't asking for the moon. They've got a realistic price set. It's realistic as you can call prices right now. But move-in ready properties, those will go under contract in 7 days or less. Here's what's happened in our Colorado Springs housing market. Currently, 1,239 properties for sale, 920 under contract, and 135 sold in March so far. The number of listings and sales that we have now is about on par with seasonal trends. So this time, March in the past few years, it's been very similar in terms of how many properties for sale and under contract and sold. Although now, actually, there's a few more properties for sale than there have been since about 2016. And if you live in Colorado Springs, you're probably used to hailstorms happening every once in a while. So when that happens, I have partnered up with a local company here who processes hail damage and goes through your insurance. And their name is KJS Auto Hail Repair. And they have had over 30 years of experience in the industry. So if you go to their website, it's kjsautohailrepair.com/contact and mention in that Dropbox that you were referred by me, you'll get $100 back on at the end of the repair process. So the next time you've got a big hailstorm and you've got different carriers scrambling to set up tents to get people figured out for how much their hail damage is, if it's totaled or not, make it simpler on yourself and go with KJS Auto Hail Repair. Again, look them up on their website, kjsautohailrepair.com/contact, and let them know what you're looking to do and what you need. Homes are going under contract in about 40 to 60 days. If they're, like I said, move-in ready and priced fairly, then they'll go under contract in less than 7, typically. Otherwise, there's no big increase or decrease in listings for sale. Like I said, it has been very flat, almost frozen, if you will, this housing market in terms of what's for sale and what gets sold. But in terms of home prices, the current average home price in Colorado Springs is a little over $474,000, and the median is over $435,000. I'm going to pull up a chart for you here so you can see what I'm talking about with home prices in Colorado Springs. They've been doing nothing since the beginning of 2022, effectively. I mean, you've got a seasonal bump up during the summer in prices for summer of 2022 and 2023, but then it came back down to what prices were back in the wintertime. And if you look further back, we'll pull it back to 2015. You'll see home prices very clearly had were increasing in the average and the median aspects. And it wasn't until, again, we got to the beginning of 2022, January, that we did not any longer see an increase in prices. So they've been flat or stable or frozen. All this to say that if you believe Gary Shiller could be right, then yeah, we might be in for home prices not really increasing or decreasing. And should we apply that to interest rates? Because the Fed has said that they are not looking to cut rates at any point in the recent or the near future, because they're not seeing their 2% inflation target market percentage being hit. So we might see in June, there's some people who are predicting that we're still going to have rate cuts this year. It's just we're going to have to wait until June to see how the numbers are looking as far as how is the economy doing, how is job loss or job employment doing. But for now, rates are where they're at, and they're not likely going to have any big up or down swings right now. So we're looking at, last I looked at, between like 6.8 and 7%, give or take, depending on the lender, but that looks to be where rates are at right now. And if interest rates do come down in the future, guess what that does? That's going to happen in the future, what, June maybe is when it happens. What is also happening in June? The summer housing market. That's when a lot more people are going to be looking to purchase homes. And if the interest rates are even a little bit less, that makes it a little bit easier for them to purchase that property, what do you think that's going to do to the home prices? That's going to push them up, right? Except that when we looked at the charts and we looked at the average and median home prices for the past couple of years, not much has changed. I mean, yeah, the home prices went up It's seasonally for the summer, but then they came back down for the winter. So yeah, if you're holding on to property, sitting on property, the summertime is probably going to be when you can sell it for the most amount of money, because come winter time, fall time again, it's likely going to come back down to where it was. And if you believe the frozen theory of the future of the housing market, that could be 3 to 4 years of that. So factor that into your future decisions when you're deciding when the best time to sell your property is. I'm Kevin James Bond with RE/MAX Real Estate Group. I've been a real estate agent for 7 years, and I work with both buyers and sellers in the Colorado Springs area. If that's you and you're looking for help, please reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to help you.